דיני תימורה, שעושה איזה שיטה בראש, או איזה שיטה בראש, not that in my feet only the veilas איש כתוסי אסור, but in my feet and shatnes. In other words, there's two suits, and both suits are the same, just as beautiful and just as precious, and still he doesn't care. He'll put on the suit as a shatnes. So then Shkitos is Kshema. But in the magpid, and the veil is Shkitos Yasum. Why? Because he's not a basvich. So in other words, so that. But all then is killing him. Suppose he's lachis mamish and shatnes. So then Shkitos Yasum. Because then he's a need. Then he's a need. So in other words, so there, according to thesis in the Rosh says it more explicitly, but that's thesis she told. So the Rosh says that the Zavachta implies two things. One is that he has to be shyer in the Isanavir. So in cotton, if I can rain his son, she goes, if you don't, even though he cotton spot of lunch. Maybe cotton is even allowed to eat the veils. But even though he's allowed, because the Torah is not makpid, but when the cotton eats the veils, it's a ma'isabel. For I, if somebody is up at the time, the veil to the cotton. So he's either in his other eyes, the soichel with him. And then, so the zavachto implies that he has to be mitzube. Not to be in the sense, mamesh, muza. But it should be in the sense that Nivele is a Maisaveh for him. And then it also implies that he's a Mayim Bisvich. So Nivele, if he's a Nim, if he's not Mayim Bitero, he's not a Basvich. He's not Mayim Basvich. But any Makpid, in Shadness, is a Basvich, because he has nothing to do with Basvich. Now, let's say, all right, Mumra Le'achod, now, an Apikeres, is also, has a din of Mumra Chatergoy, but only a Kefer, who is Berotz, but Be'inest, like the Karoy. So the Rambam says, Ela Azdukim, Babay Susim, Sheshochtu, Becholatei Machem, Sheshochtu, Machem Reinis, Hashchotosim Sheo. And the Yosef, and that he says in the Persha Mishneh that the Yosef quotes, but in our text, the Persha Mishneh, he says, it's duki by Susi Shishochat. So, Zagriyukini, the answer is, it's not that one text is correct and the other text is wrong. In other words, there is a Maturekan. Of Rashi's Pirush and the Madure Basre, so Rambam wrote Madure Kame, a Pirush HaMishne Madure Basre, and he's not Chilek, he wasn't Chazer, only in the Madure that he writes, Zduki by Susi Shishocha, Abdib Machirim Reineisa, so Shritosu is Asuro, he has reference to Itzodiko Baisus, the first generation. Whom Daite became a king with Rosh Hashanah, like Tzadiku Baisus, like Honum, and in Madure, where the Yosef quotes that is Shritose Sheo, so he has reference to the second generation, Stukin Baisusi, who is not an honest. Now, in regard to Tfilin, there is also Aloche of Barkshire. I said last time in explaining the Gemara in Chum Yomama Chmura Vizkachovim Shekhatefa Brok, he made the Bechate. Why? How do we know that? Vichisizbu Vilisasu, Shkola Mitzvah. So it's Zilab Mitzvah. Sheshkulot, Negat Kvatere Kule. Zilab Rizal. So from that Parsi, the more he says, we learn out that Abish Khovni Soch more. That if somebody is gave a Babrizor, Kimei Bukhatar, in Sifri, the reverse is mentioned. Fishisbul Asis Kwamitzes. So Babrizor, Shekola made the book, he gave Bukhatar. So what the memory in the Sifri Parshish Law is understandable. In other words, if somebody is made a Babrizor, even though the tzias in his twisted mind is made b'chalat erkul, I mean, the mitzvim are also made b'chalat erkul, but in their twisted mind, they explain it so it would fit. David is all. So then, he has a din of b'chalat erkul. Even though b'mtzias, he's made b'chalat erkul, so he has a din of ikif b'chalat erkul. But they get the Russian here as requires an explanation. So my asking, if somebody is gave a Babrizor and the CS is made Bukhatar, so my Kumashma, we need a posse. So it is Holgam, it's Holgam, it's just there. And if he's a mumar eva avelas l'tor, so he's mumar d'varachat l'tor, why do I need a person? But the Gemara here has reference to somebody who is kefa b'avrizore and the Mtzias is kefa b'chalatir. There are many Jews like that. They are kefa b'avrizore and they are kefa b'chalatir kolo too. Kefa b'chalatir kolo, reformed Jews. So then, he has a din of Kimeid Bukhata Rekule. The answer is, the Girsi here in the Gemara is reference to somebody who is Kefa Babrizore and is not made Bukhata Rekule, but is not made Bukhata Rekule Machmasainis. So then, without Exerzakos, we should say, what difference does it make? Whether he's a nonus or he's not a nonus. The Gabi, in Shumet, so even the Ines, he has the Ishkitos Yasu. As there are more pastors, the Gababeles, we are not Misabel, and a child that converted himself together with his parents, even though he's an honest. Because when Tzias is in Shumet, So Mimele, the Gabi Kfir, we should say the same thing. We should say the same thing. If somebody is given the Torah, he's Mimele and Mimachatekule. What does it mean, Mimachatekule? He abandoned the Torah. If he doesn't believe in the Torah, so he abandoned the Torah. After if he embraces another faith, so he abandoned the Torah without embracing another faith. You know, there were many Jews, liberal Jews, I remember years ago, so when the you had to fill out, even especially philosophers. There was a certain philosophy professor in City College. So when he filled out a certain form and they asked faith, so he answered, he was none himself. If none, he abandons all the Torah. So it's like embracing another faith. So in Achnamet, that's the way you should say it. But there is this, even if he does the Danish, she should have a din of Mu'achatei Kule, and Shkutos should be a soul. But because of his special Tzarsakos, if he's Kefa Babrizor, and he's not made B'chatei Kule, but because of an anus, so he has a din ki made B'chatei Kule, and Shkutos is Kshay. So that's why the Rambam Paskins, Eilin Hashvite, Eilaj Dukim Gavasusi, חוותים אחריהן ששוחטו ואחריהן ראי נעיסון שקוצו סמכים. ודן, we find this theory in the Rambam in regard to Ksivasta. The Gemara in Gittin says that verb, Ukishartam, Svapeo Shekosve, Mumea, Mosea, Kusi, or Ishevikotin, so is Psula. שנאמר ובשרות המוחשבתם כל שיש לי בקשירה יש לי בקשירה כל שאין לי בקשירה אין לי בקשירה נאו תפניגודים מנב האחרים עם איזה קשה כי הקוטן is not considered a בקשיר and how come that you got a שחיתה a קוטן is considered a בקשיר the answer is there is a difference between the Nisa and the Nisa Sasset in a Nisa, so cotton lechon veiles in Bezni Mitzub in Lafris. But it's also a grais in Nisa, but the Yadai, in the Dato in Mitzvah. So it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that cotton had tzorach lime, so then we are allowed to Nisa, but the Yadai, and to give him pass in the house. So the question is, why don't we say Sosek Nisabedai? The answer is, if there is a mice in Isaiah, a Puras Isaiah, then it's considered a mice Avere without being Nisub. So when the cotton meets Nivele, even though the cotton is 2 years old, doesn't know anything, 1 year old, and if I am Nisabin, Nivele Biedain, he's a Jew. So it's a mice Avere. But the cotton doesn't know anything. He's not Mitzuden. The Torah is not Matpit on the cotton. And the cotton is my Saver, whether he's 2 years old or he's 12 years old. Masha'inkin Gadim Sasei, there is no Maisi Saver, there is no Puller of this. It's only his Nivatel, the Mitzvah, of putting on film, of putting on film. So if he's Mitzuden, then the Maisa Saver consists in his failure to fulfill a mitzvah. But the cotton is not mitzvah. What kind of mice are there is? There is no mice. If it's a nisa, so then the etzem achille is a mice are there. It's a simple act. But in Bitla say, we don't say we're not allowed to misap in the time because there is no pulasisa. So we are allowed Chatchile to give the cotton shezorach limei. We are allowed to shezorach limei to give him pass in the bais. And if he's any zorach limei, so then the avera is upon the father that he doesn't make sure that the cotton sits in the sukkah because of chinuch, but it's not his mice avera. But then the Gemara also mentions Mose Aaron Kusi. So the Rashi in Gittin, I don't have a Gemara in Gittin.
Why is in Shchita it's Boz Bicha?
What?
In Shchita is not Mitzuve.
In Shchita is not Mitzuve, but there is a Maise when the cotton eats Nivele, he does a simple act. It's a Maise Avera, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara is Rabbi in Sanhedrin.
Because of
this halacha. One second. The Gemara in Avizore has an Abaye. This halacha that if somebody is Revea Behemo, so the Behemo is Chayev, Chayev is Mis. So is it Mishm Korein or is Mishm Takor? So the Gemara says, my Nafimini. Nafimini is, suppose Ibneach is Revea Behemo. If we say Mishum Takore, because with that Behime, a Mais Haver is done, and Revias Behime is one of the Zayins in Neach, some Meile, there is Takore, so it's Chayimis, so Beznis Mechuyev to meet out Mise to the Behime. But if it's Mishum Takore, in other words, it's a bit embarrassing for the Jew with the Behime, every time the Behime passes by in the street, so people say, oh, there's the Behemoth. If this and this Jew was a there. So the government of the Torah is not makpid and the calling of Yuneach, the way the Torah is makpid and the calling is. So then the Gemara says, Torah, cotton the test, shebo, ala behemo, so he is potter, and the behemo is chay. So, I am red, mishum kong, shab. So, the people say, the cotton bintes, he was the one who was revered this way. But I am red, mishum takole, my takole ike. So, the Gemara says, hosom takole nam ike, el rachmone u de chosam. You know, it's what it means. Takole nam ike, it's my sabaya. But, it's part of Avonish. So the Goyim mentions this Gemara as a raya to the din that Ramo mentions. The Simen Shim Mem. It's Kotn Shiko Esovi B'nat Nusebe. Yachil Es HaShabes. Ui She Oso Shor Avir B'nat Nusebe. Eilu Nechuyet Vaas HaShabes. Avo Mikol Mokin Mitzorach Kapor. So what does it mean Tzorach Kapor? How will he think Kapor? How? By inflicting pain upon himself, sipulim, so he think for it for tshuva. But he's not mechuyev to do tshuva. But if he does tshuva, if he doesn't do tshuva, then he has no kapor to be protected against his soul. Because he couldn't maisaber, it is a maisaber, except that he's potter of onsh. So mele, that's only shayach when there is a mice, a sinful act. But by feeling there is no mice in tzias. So if he's a godel, there is a mice up here. The failure to do his obligation. But if he's a godel, he's a bota. So what kind of mice up here is? So that's why he's not a bakshire. But in shkite, there is a mice up here. So he's considered a barzvich. Even though he's not in Tzuvah of the Sehu from Nivelo. But Nivelo is in my Sisa, is in my Sabele for the Kotpo. Now, the Gemara in Gittin that the world says, Sateh Yeshu Kosli Akum, Isho Kotn, Moser, because, so Rashi says, because Kusim, Kosova, Kusim Gerawis, but if we say Kusim Gerayam is it, so then he's considered a Bakshir. Why? But the Kusim, the word Kifa B'tirash Balpe, the answer is because the Anus, some Mele, and the basis of this Gemara in Chum, Chmur Avdi Zore, Shekol HaKifa Bo, Kimei B'chorat Rekule, if somebody is a kefir about the Zohar. And even though he's not in Tzias Medvachatekul, but because of Onus, because he's a Tzimishan Yishbo, he's not Medvachatekul, so he has a din as if he is Medvachatekul. This Rashi, the Rambam, is chilek on Rashi, because the Rambam paskens like a Mandoma, that Kusi, Yeremesek, except that in the later generations, so the Gozrali and Lirskiab, still the Rambam says, mentioned this Allah in the Chastil. The Caliph in the Chastil, Allah, he would come. Sivatera tefillin mezuzes shekosfon apikeres yisrev because he is not mechab to write the shame the kedushas shame but he writes it so kishor advarim so it's muta b'sreif that there is no yisya of this sasun kein leisham lekech kosfon kusi o yisroel mumer o yimosa b'yadamos o yavet Oisho, Oikot Narelusun, Yidnizu. In other words, it's possible, but the test, which is Kisvakish, it requires music. it nice to see. You cannot say that you have it to be the lad of Sassan Kilish. And the Rambam mentions Kusin, even though the Rambam paskins, that at the highest level is Kusin Jeremisi. So the Rambam is really Kamash. How does the Rambam explain it? Shenema of Shalte Mursaf, Kol Shemuza Lak Shire O Maimu Bo Hushikis. So here the Rambam mentions a special Allah of Maimu Bo. In the Gabish, there is no Allah of Maimu Bo. Allah is, if he's a kefir, so he has the Psula Benak. So Mele, even though we have exerts Hakosuf, Chmu Abed Zore, Shekol, Hakeif HaBok, Mele Chater Kule, but it doesn't mean that he is Mamesh considered as Mayim Bok. Mele Chater Kule, that he doesn't have it in Abed Zore. Without exerts Hakosuf, of Kimei Abdiz, a Kimei Yochater Kule, I would say, even if he's anonymous, so he has enough Muma justice. In the Abizore Beine, says the Muma, the Rai is from the Gemore, because Ravonon, why do Ravonon say that in the Abimur Abizore Shretos Yishir? So the Rai is because Ravonon held that the King Shofat, who was a tzaddik, ate from the Shkite of the servants of Achav. But they were all Sanusim. After all, Abrizore was instilled in Shemrein since the days of Yehoram ben Nevot, so many generations. Yeah. The answer is, the Gabe Abrizore in Menonus has a din of Muvahatek for it. And the same thing should be true with Gabe Abigeas, except that there is Exar Sakosu, that is not Muvahatek for it. But Exar Sakosu only implies that he doesn't have a din of a kefir, but that it goes so far that he should have a din of a ladybug that night. And according to Rashi, since there is exas hakosuf, chmur avizore, shekol hakefir bo kemeidebug chalatere kule, so memele, he has a din of mining balls. There's the machlekes between Rashi and Ram. Now, the Gemara mentions Mosa. So the Mikva said, how about Mosa? Shritas Mosa. Achirim Reinisa. Shritas Ikshelo. Or Shritas Yasuro. So on that there is a machlekes between the Taz and Shach. The Agos Ramo and Sif Ches Simen Beis Moser Dini Kimume Roshetos Ipsul Agos Alfes. So the Taz says nearly Dini Kimume Lito. So if Achirin Reini is in Shir, what? Shantas. The Shach is Chelik. The Shach says Moser Dini Kimume Lechorat Rekule. Kenu Bagoy Salvese Bishayim at Kisrok Yazawa, and we build that mission. So that way, there are more quotes there, Agoy Salvese, and that Agoy Salvese says the Fayosh, that is a din of a Kimurah. The Rambam that is Shrike is Chelik and Agoy Salvese, because he mentions whose Shrike is ourselves, he mentions as a present. Ilgabizore, and Pekera is Mosai doesn't mention, so Israel. So how is it? So David Four says that Mosai is the stam is possible only Rabban, but from the Rambam is mashmais in the rice. Why? Because the Rambam mentions משפיע דרך נכס אצל הסחוסו, that the Bakshira means not only Tzubal Shira, but Umaynimbo. So what does it mean, Umaynimbo? Umaynimbo means not just lip service, believe. That Emune Batere has to be a motivating factor. So if somebody is in Mitzvah, you know, now other affairs, so Emune Batere is still a motivating factor. But if somebody, such a person, sinks so low that he is masters, Momen Chaber Yisrael, Chaber Yisrael, so Biyad Anos, so then he's not a kefer. So by Shrite there is aloche, only not a kefer, it's a kefer. The Moshe is not a kefer. But here we have to be Maimimbo. Maimimbo means, what's the word? Al-Pidigduk. Vayyemin es Hadassah. So what does Vayyemin es Hadassah mean? He trained, he disciplined Hadassah. Es Hadassah. So, Maimim is from the word of Amein, in other words, to train, to discipline. So since by film there is an extra Sakosu, Umaimimbo, that means that the Torah has to be a motivating factor in his life. So, the Torah is still a motivating factor in his life. It's a question of the extent when he's swayed by his appetite, so you can withstand me, sorry. But if somebody is such a Roshi that he masters Momen Chaber Yisrael Biyad Anus, so that means that he's, the Torah is not a motivating factor, so he's not mine. In Simon Aleph, we didn't discuss it. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, in Tilu HaKol Chirem, Shelo Yishreit Elo Tavach Yudua, Bishochat HaChir, Yei Sheimri, Sheshkritos Yasu. In other words, there is this one sheep, who sheep is it? Rabbi Yeruchan Bishem Yishim. Now, that requires an explanation. Bishleine told it to the Rambam, who says that the Nimer, Levi Shatnes, Litov, also, is also Shritos Yasuo, is a Chosh. He means if we want to read exactly in Israel. So you understand. But all the Gesheinim don't pass through like the Rambam. And the Mechaber himself says, in Simon Bey Sivov Muma Leachad in the Mishra Veres in Tzorich Lebdubisak or the Rambam Tzorich Vidavke Bimuma Laver Avon Mishu Posleides Baver and Maver Shalteo in Tzorich Lebdubisak in Afil Rambam. So the Mechaber really does not pass in the Rambam, But he mentions Rambam, according to Rambam, only Hogan. But if just he was either one slitter, then he's not a Hoshut. We don't have to resort to being satin, basically. And here he says, in Simen Aleph, in the Tesif Yudalev, in the Tila Kol Chayat, Shalom Yishchit, Ela Tabach Yedua, Vishochat Acher, that means, even once, Yei Shemrim Shishchito Seasu, why Shishchito Seasu? So the Biragho says, Shakol Osu Zolosei, Habe Keicho Bo Yishchite, We have a kimuma lazy dog. What's the pshat? Since the call of Asa, the shriti of anyone, except the tabachidua. Let's say the call put the chayra in, and shrut echut, you know, it happened. The deres akadmenim, the tzibo, in order to help out the shochtim, the local shochtim, so they put a chayra in, and Shchitas Chutz, in other words, imported the Hemes, Shchutis, from another city, in order to protect the local Shocht. So then he's considered a Choshut. But Choshut is only Choshut Leisi Dobo. But here, according to Ramban, there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ritvo. The Ramban says in Mishpat Acheret, in the Kuntras Mishpat Acheret, and in his Perush and the Torah and Parshat Chakeisai, Kol Chira Mashayacha Min Odom, Mois Yumos, Lo Yipode, Ki Mois Yumos. So the Pshutish of, so the Gemara learns out from that person that if somebody was Nimadin Lorik, another person said, Erkei Olai, he doesn't have to pay the Erech, the Torah in Parshat Chakeis I mentioned, whether he's 5 years old or 20 years old or over 60 years old, he doesn't have an Erech. So that's the Drashi says. But the Pshutish of Mikro tells us that Kol Chira Mashiach HaNodom, the Melech Yisrael, with the Sanhedrin, in my mitzvah, put a chayat on a certain act. So then, the person who is either on the chayat of Bez Nagodu or Melech Yisrael, in my mitzvah, Yisrael, is chayat misi. That's the reason as to why Shaul wanted to meet out misi to Yonis Nisan, because he put a chayat when he was waging war against the Plishtim. So he put a chayren over a ish a shagitim v'isayim, but Yenison abandoned his position and he assumed together with his aid another position. He didn't hear of the chayren the Shaul imposed. So mele vayibdo mesinus amulines. So only because he was shagit, otherwise he would be a chayv misi. So that, and Ramban mentions a medrash shel Amdeinu, she'acherem hu kishvuyeh ve'hu shvuyeh hu kecherem. So, in other words, the tcherem, and many of the shem say, if somebody is either, amcherem abriyash, let's say he's megarish ishti balkor, or he marries his second wife, so then he's either an isadarais, and his postulatus price in the same way as somebody is even a shvui. Suppose somebody takes his shvui shaloyech layin, and then he eats his high malchus. So then his postulatus price. So many rishonim, this Ramban shitem, Rambam Rotenthal, that his postulatus price, if somebody is even a cherav nigash. The Ritvo Shita is that when the Medrash says Sa'achirin hu kishvuyeh, so that's only a smacht, it's only an Yisrael Rabbah, it's not, so if somebody is even a Chirin Rabbah Migyarshin, is not either and love the Reish. But even according to Ramban, the third of Kishvuye is Nisavarais. So whatever is Eva, the love of Lisishbu Bishmila Shoka, Lisishbu Shoka, so is not Choshev Leisidovo. Why should it be? And Allah is Hushkrit is Asuro, not Achirin Reineson, only Choshev Leisidovo. So how is it that is considered a Choshev Leisidovo? And the Bir Agbo explains the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which is one Loshen of Rabbi Yochanan. The other Loshen is not like that. Because, so, given Shakol Oskuz Losei, Havik Eichu Belishrite, Havik Muma Lishtam, it means Choshel Yom. Now the Rambam Nuchasede says, I don't have the second Chalikam here, the Rambam Nuchasede mentions those who are postulated in the Reis. So, either in Rosh the Chomos, like Damet, Gazlin, and Malik, the Ribis, or either Abir or Sheyigo Malkis. Sheyigo Malkis. So, let's say, Chlevele, Sech Trefes, with somebody, let's say, who is either on the love of Lashnore, Lashnore is so homo, but there is no Malkis, and the love of the Selechoku Bamel, it's a love she will make, it's not postulated, not in the Reis, not even in the Rabbah. So, Mele, when the Rambam says, if it tabo, was caught shachting Nevele and he didn't tell, he was caught that he was sheichet once and he was nabal the shrite, there was the psul, she drusech lode and he didn't tell anybody and he told and then everybody, somebody, some other people ate from the shrite. So it's possible this in the Reis. What love was Eva? Not a love of the Sechel from the Deva. Is Eva a love of an evil sitting there? If somebody is Minabel and is Shritim, and then he doesn't tell the customer that he was Minabel and Shritim, he's not even a love of the Sechel from the Deva. He's not Chayv Maltis. He's only either the love of an evil sitting there. And on the love of Nivas in Mishal, there is no Malkis. So why is it possible to surprise him? Now, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi, Daf Chof Zayin. It is one of the Yalkidam. Mumarech on the Vila Slitovim, so is certainly possible. But Mumarech on the Vila Sachis, so Rabbi says is kosher ladies. Abaye says he's postulated from the Reis. And here the halacha is like Abaye. It's one of the Yalkidam. Why does Abaye say, why does Rove say that the Mumarech on the Reis Litov is postulated from the Reis? And the Hachi is his postulated. I mean Rove says. The Hachi doesn't mean Sodrish anything now. Lachis doesn't mean Lachis Mamish. Lachis is been. Then he's a mean, so he's certainly correct. But he means Mumarechon is Lachis in the Makbet. So according to Rabbi, he's kosher ladies. But Litovim is worse. Why should Litovim be worse? In Kratereku and the country, in the Makbet, is more homo than Litovim. Because Litovim is considered Xasonus. But any Makbet is not considered in Mixasons. So, but here, according to Rabbi, so the Litovim is possible. So Rashi explains it, not from Gash, all the Shemi. Because if he's Lachis, so that means he's not a Choshev. Except he's not Makbet and Nevele. That doesn't mean that he's not Makbet and the Lab. Of his son of the Rachoi Choker. And Nevele is not Makbet, but on the son of the Rachoi Choker is not Choshet. Mashein kin Litovim, since is Lishovik Tirebok Lisurei. But why is he Eichel Nevele? Because he can't control his Taive for Momain. there is a choshuk. Since he is ready to behave a bear as the rice, machmas tavas momen, so maybe he testified l'sheka because somebody bribed him. So he's a choshuk. So, but what kind of people is choshuk? We only have choshuk the chamos, and we have an avir sheyesh b'malkus. So we see from that gemara there is another postulate in the rice. Choshuk. But there's a difference between a choshuk ligabeides and choshuk ligabe nemores nisuin. So ligabe nemores nisuin, so choshuk is only a choshuk mishak. But if we know that it's a mess, so then his kosher is his nemones. Only a choshuk. Baides, a choshuk is a psul aguf in the gavre, like a rosh lechomos and the navir sheiv malkes. So then, or like korek, so even meishavan cannot testify together. Why there's a choshuk mishaker? Is the biggest bill in the world if meishavan testify together. They said, but it's a psul aguf. So baides choshuk is a psul aguf. By the mones, it's only Echshosh of Mishaka. So mele we see that even Rabbi, who is chilik on the whole din of a Rosh Estam, that is postulates, the Horaya Rabbi says that Echon Nevilis Lach is in a Makvi, is postulates. But Liti Ovum, his postulates rise, because since Machmastayvis moment, he is ready to be either on the last of the circle from the day of. So Machmastaivis moment, he is ready to take a bribe and to testify Hashem. So that's the pshat in the Roshan Rav Niyoruch. In the Tila HaKor, Chirem Shal Yishri, Elo Tavach Yudua. They put a chirem on Shkut Yechutz. Any out of town shechet that should not shecht. So it's like Eval Chirim Rav Nigash, so the Ramban Shite is, the Ramban Shite is, that it's like somebody who's Eval Mishwe, but he's not considered the Choshul Yavarache. Since he was Eval and the Nisar of Shwe, in regard to Shchite, so Meili is considered Choshul Yisdovo. Just as the Rambam says in Chasidus, that Itavoch, Shemotzu, Trifo, Taras Yodei, so his Choshul Yisdovo until he does Shuve, and he goes to Mokam Acher, and then we know that he was very Midagdic. So that's the Pshat in the Lord.